Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 75. Let's get started. Before we start our very special episode of Sister Speak Big Brother, we want to kind of give a little PSA. Y'all are going to have a moment where your ears are going to bleed and you're going to want to throw your device across the room.
This is not an exaggeration.
Almost. Right, but hold up.
Because we have a little bit of technical difficulty during this episode and there's a big echo about halfway, well, about 15 minutes in. We didn't want to cut that commentary out because it's so great, but it is annoying. So just, you know, hold on to your seats, get through it for about 5 or so minutes, and it does get better because we basically had to stop and start over. Or not start over, but stop and re-record.
Yeah, right. Hang in there, y'all.
So hang in there, y'all. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, everybody. We're out there in Big Brother land. We are here with a crossover podcast with Big Brother Biles, James, and Lindsay.
Yay!
Hi.
Welcome.
Can you believe we're doing a Sister Speak Big Brother Biles or Big Brother Biles Sister Speak crossover podcast?
Yes.
It's what the world has been waiting for.
Yes.
Right?
I think you're exactly right. I think they have been waiting for that.
It's like having Chembot and Emma Willis in the same room.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to be compared to Chembot.
We don't want to be compared to Emma Willis.
That's true.
So we haven't done a end of season Celebrity Big Brother 2016 yet, and I think y'all have. So what did y'all think about, we'll start with you, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
What did y'all think about the final couple of days in the house and how people were portrayed, and then also the winners? The winner.
Well, I remember the final, the last 2 days before that, I'm not so sure. There was some sort of task, wasn't there? Who was the last to go? Was it GC?
That was a couple of days before, wasn't it?
That was a couple before, I think.
We can't remember, basically. But the final was an abomination.
It was an abomination. But, yeah, it was. There's no disputing that.
Yeah, I think we all can agree there. It was, like, an abomination funeral. I mean, not funeral. Might as well be funeral.
But at least we can all be happy that Darren Day didn't win.
Yes.
Yeah, he would have been the worst winner. I think when it's coming to the final in this country, we've given up so much. It's like you're just thinking, I just really hope it's not this person. And I think Darren Day would have been the worst person. Although the person that did win was pretty awful as well. So
I did put votes on Tiffany for you guys as well, and it didn't work out.
Everyone threw votes on Tiffany all season long, but does not at the end.
It was absolutely disgusting that she went out fourth.
Thank you. That's what I thought too.
I couldn't understand it.
Well, I kept thinking, how the fuck, and excuse me, I have to use my Game of Thrones reference, how the dusty fuck did Tiffany come out before Darren boring ass Day?
Right.
It didn't make any type of sense.
I think it's the nans, because you got to remember the people voting, it's all the old nans, or, you know, your mum, all those sort of people. And they've got fond memories of Darren Day back when he was he was never wholesome, but
back when he was a lover.
All the nans out there. I mean, but, he was so boring.
What did you guys think to the final?
I think Tiffany was robbed. Like, she could have at least went out after Darren Day. It was
true.
The order that she was out. I figured she wouldn't win completely, but it was just the order that she was evicted. It made no sense at all.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. I didn't like it.
And also, Scotty T winning, like, can you name one thing that he did in the house apart from tell a story about shitting himself?
I don't remember that story.
What? How can you not remember that?
Is that the one where he was talking about being in bed with a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had to wipe his ass with a bed sheet mid-flow.
Disgusting.
I know.
And then he kicked the sheet under the bed and somehow got away with it.
Oh, man.
I mean, that is low level, isn't it? Internationally, that is very low level Big Brother.
That's right. Humanity-wise.
Yeah, definitely.
That's just disgusting.
And then he wins.
Right.
Right.
And did you hear about the cheating scandal that was apparently going on?
What?
Yeah, no. I saw that where Emma was, when she came on and says, there has been a, we have made sure that there are no irregularities with the voting. It's all independently calculated.
That's
bullshit.
What Emma should
be. Yeah, exactly.
Bull hockey.
Plus, he's got like a million and something Twitter followers, so it's a bit unfair just in the first place, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But were you surprised that Stephanie came second, though? I think a lot of people thought she was going to go a lot earlier than that.
I thought so, too.
I didn't even think she would make it to the finals.
Oh, no, dear. I don't think many people did.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people felt sorry for her when Daniela Westbrook called her a slag and Gemma Collins called her. I think a lot of people were on her side after that because, to be honest, the whole Jeremy thing was none of their business and they all should have kept their big noses out, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I think she kind of turned a corner. I think what did help her, which I think she figured out towards the end, is that she started being honest about it and that she kept saying, no, I don't have feelings for him. We're just friends. And mm-hmm. I think that's what pissed people off. Because, you know, there's no way you're just friends and you're laying up underneath him, the man 24/7.
Exactly.
In the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the fact that she was having her cake and eating it and she needed to pick which one she actually wanted. So.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. So.
And then I started not feeling sorry for her, but kind of understanding her a little bit more where she – I can't remember what episode it was, but they were talking about how she's been treated in the past by past boyfriends and how either they've cheated on her or they haven't really treated her as a special person.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't ever feel love, real love before. And
she was quite needy, wasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Very.
But I was glad she didn't get too badly booed in the end because you know what the crowd is like. They just want to like boo everyone.
Especially the girls.
Yeah, especially a girl if you've kissed someone in the house, which is a bit tragic in this day and age.
Boo.
Best booze was Gemma Collins' booze.
What was wrong with Gemma Collins? I mean, she started out one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah, I loved her big Texas hair.
Yes.
I liked that she was a plus size girl and she wasn't like trying to talk about losing weight all the time.
Mm-mm. Right.
And then I liked the fact that she seemed very confident and funny and I kind of liked her accent a little bit. Although I had to really concentrate some days.
I'm not doing it, Big Brother.
Yeah, but she wouldn't do anything. She wouldn't participate or help the team at all.
No, and that's what made me turn a corner. Well, what really made me turn the corner was the whole Tiff. David's dead shit.
Right.
We're on Sister A's side with this one. That was absolutely hilarious.
Come on! Well, it was funny until all the backlash.
I was crying with laughter.
How were y'all laughing at that?
She thought he was dead.
It was funny.
But she was seriously upset. I'm like, I mean, I could understand the feeling. I'm like, what the fuck? David's dead? What the hell happened?
Right.
It was just ridiculous.
That totally skipped my funny bone.
That is crazy. That was the funniest thing ever.
The problem is they didn't really show us, and maybe this is why we couldn't understand at first why the backlash happened, because I think they skipped some parts like progression throughout the day where apparently she had been still talking about it and still talking about it and still talking about it.
Yeah, because the way they all turned on her and like John was like, oh, you've got to get out and all that, it felt like there was something missing in between there.
Yeah, but I've often felt like that with Tiffany, that she got a funny edit. I think quite often they gave her a winner's edit as well, like you see on Survivor sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really good storyline. I think that's another example of it. God knows what she really said.
So why didn't she win then? She should have.
Right, if that's the case.
Yeah. Well, I think also towards the end, I think they do kind of do that, James. I think they kind of, sometimes it seems like they're giving someone a good edit, and then if it's too good or too many people like the person, they start showing all the bad shit.
Or the
stuff out of context.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want, so.
That's the problem, yeah.
Yeah.
And we got 1 hour, I don't know if you see it, but we got 1 hour, what? 1 hour live feed, 5 days a week. We get admitted bots, which is crap, 5 days a week. It's quite a lot of TV, it's good, but it's nothing compared to having like full-on 24-hour live feeds. There's no comparison.
Yeah.
That's true.
They can still do what they like with it.
Yeah, they do. That's the reason they do it.
Yeah. Well, shit, for the US, they do the same thing.
But at least you've got the live feeds in the US.
But even with the live feeds, they don't show on the broadcast episodes. They don't show everything that goes on.
Right. It's like a whole nother show if you don't watch the live feeds.
Mm-hmm. They edit it to look a whole nother different way than it really is on the live feeds or on the After Darks. So to me, that's even more maddening because you know what's really
happened.
And they don't address it.
Yeah, they gloss over it.
Or show the full, most of the public who are watching on TV who might not have the live feeds or the After Darks, they're just going to believe that 1 hour, three times a week, they're not going to go and watch all the rest of it.
No.
So that's what irritated the hell out of me about the U.S. version is, that what was that season 14 or 15?
15.
Yeah, 15.
That's the one. She knows.
That was all when that. Watching.
Yeah, that's when I stopped watching it. But all that shit was going on, but they never ever put that on the broadcast
until they had to.
And then that bullshit, whatever the hell Julie Chin was talking about.
The Emma Willis move that she pulled.
Yeah.
Because that's Emma's sort of thing. It's like, we won't put up with this sort of behaviour. CBS will deal with it. Don't worry. It's
even though they have been putting up with it for the past 3 weeks or whatever.
Thank you.
Yes.
And for her to have the nerve. I mean, she's Asian American. She is not white, despite what she tries to think. Or what she's trying to change her appearance. And I'm not saying that to be ugly. I'm saying it to mean you should have some kind of affinity if you're hearing that kind of ugly commentary and you're going to sit there and not make any comments and let it go by and not say anything, and then all of a sudden because your husband told you you could, you're going to make a stupid ass pat statement that didn't mean bullshit and still let those people do whatever the hell they wanted to everybody in the house. That was wrong to me.
Yeah,
well, let's face it, she's not watching the live feeds, is she?
Even though she could get them for free.
Anyway, anything else about BB UK the final?
Well, what about John Partridge coming the first boot?
Oh yeah, we were a bit upset. We liked John Partridge in the end, even though he's a dick earlier on. We thought we liked his relationship with Tiffany. We thought it was quite funny.
He was an idiot, but I really liked him.
Hey girl,
I like John too. First, I thought he was really handsome.
Yeah, he is quite handsome.
And he was a little bit dickish, but...
He was like the permanent HOH person, like Devon. He was like Devon.
Okay.
Crickets.
Who else is there to mention? Daniela.
I didn't like her.
Who else is in the final? I feel like we're missing someone. Darren Day, Scotty, Stephanie, John Partridge, Daniela. Is that everyone?
There were six. Mm.
God, it's so forgettable. It's so forgettable, like a week later.
Stephanie, Darren, John, Tiffany, and Daniela, right?
What do you think about everyone's bit? A lot of people on Twitter, I noticed, have been saying, oh, this is the best CBB ever.
No. Disagree.
Yeah, I agree with you guys.
Yeah, we didn't think it was that great.
It's had some good like moments, like David's dead and stuff like that.
But I wish he'd stayed longer.
Yeah, David Guest was funny. And I like Jonathan Shaban as well.
He was all right.
It was quite funny. But on the whole, no way has it been the best CBB ever.
No.
It's been a good one. I think the longest they've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like 4 or 5 weeks, something like that.
Okay.
Oh, really? That was the longest?
Mm-hmm.
It did feel long because it used to be like 3 weeks for Celebrity.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. I think because I haven't had a Big Brother in a while because I don't watch US and Australia is not showing anymore.
And Canada's out.
And Canada.
Except for Lindsay and
James. We were going to talk to you about that.
Canada is boring as hell. And that's too bad. The first season was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think their last season was a bad one. Yeah. It was notoriously bad. And I think maybe they might do something with it or make it better.
And none of you going to try it again or you're all out?
I'm going to try it again.
Okay.
I'm out.
Elmarie?
Although, is that one every day like Elmarie's yours?
No, I think that's 3 times a week as well. It's the same structure.
So that's
but they've got three feeds.
Yeah, they work just like the U.S. version, which is where it's a little bit boring,
right,
in my opinion.
It's a bit of a mishmash.
Mishmash,
yeah. I don't know. I like the host.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all did when we were watching it.
When does that start?
March 5th, I think.
Sorry.
Are you having supper?
No, we're just making drinks.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what are y'all drinking?
I've got vodka Red Bull.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
And James got vodka, what is it, lemon?
Grapefruit.
Oh, grapefruit, there you go.
Nice.
I was going to ask you, do you guys drink? I know on your Walking Dead one you guys drink. Oh, look, me and James designed this card for you.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see that on the side?
It's our Valentine's gift to you.
We made you a Valentine's card.
Oh, you are sweet. If I could see it, I would love it.
You are going to love this. Believe me.
Once I see it, I know I'm going to love
it. I think you guys have to give us access to drive.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Big bravo.
So are you guys not drinking alcohol while you do this?
Well, it's only 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
2 o'clock.
That's a fair point.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, though, right?
That's right.
That's true.
I'm not a big drinker at all.
No?
No, in fact, it's just a case. It just torched, like anything.
I do like
it. I usually drink wine, but since it's early, I'm drinking some chai tea.
Oh, I like it. I just got it.
Oh, this is so beautiful.
The dress. Nice. Well.
Yeah. Hello.
Good one, James.
So awesome.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It was James's idea.
James.
We were going to try and paint his nails for you, but it was too difficult. But, you know.
That's okay.
This is my phone's wallpaper now.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm about to save that to my wallpaper, too. Damn, that's a good picture of him.
Yeah, honestly, I Googled him, and that picture comes up like on the first page, so have a look.
Oh, my God.
Of course it does.
Hello, Idris.
Right?
And he don't have a ring on.
And he just broke up with his girlfriend, too.
Uh-oh.
He did because of Naomi Campbell.
He cheated on her with Naomi Campbell.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Who was the girlfriend?
James, you are on it.
Yeah.
He knows all the shows he's got.
Oh, I need to get my celebrity scoop from you.
Well, wait a minute. Who was his girlfriend?
I don't know who his girlfriend was, but I didn't recognize her. But yeah, she's the mother of his children.
Oh, yes. Damn.
She's a naughty boy.
But still, you'd allow it, wouldn't you? But,
she's not famous.
No, she's not famous. But Naomi Campbell is, so what are you going to do?
Yes.
Naomi Campbell's a bitch.
Isn't she really old?
She she's not that old.
Like Princess Anne sort of age.
No, she's not.
Hey, take it easy now.
James is no spring chicken himself, so don't worry about it.
Well.
I think she's in her 40s. Or
She's early 40s. Well, mid 40s.
She looks good.
She does look good.
Well, that's it. Thank you.
Modeling and Kanye's fashion / album release party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with the whole Jenna family there.
That looked like something. That looked like something out The Walking Dead.
Transphobic.
So funny because didn't they all look like zombies? It was like a live episode of Walking Dead.
Exactly.
Where?
Kanye.
I missed it.
Was Negan there?
We'll forget about The Walking Dead.
Yeah. They don't just... And all of our Big Brother Emma conversations.
Oh, no. That's good stuff. No, honestly, the same thing happened to us a couple of weeks ago when our cat brought a live mouse in.
Oh, yeah.
And our podcast, that whole podcast, we'd only done 20 minutes, but it was completely junked. We just binned it because it was like, okay, this is no good. So,
did you keep it for bloopers?
Maybe.
Think, if we're famous, we could sell it for like 20 quid or something one day.
I don't think so. Okay.
What's the question?
Next question.
I'm just looking. Oh, yeah. So you think podcasting a scripted show is easier than podcasting a reality show?
I don't know if it's easier, but I think I prefer it.
How do you find the time to do so many podcasts?
Well, that's a good question.
Yes, okay.
I still haven't figured out that answer.
I don't have a life. That's it. That's
basically
it. No, I just fit it in because I love it so much. And I think when Sister J and I started, my life wasn't as busy, and we just were able to sit down for an hour or two, like I would, you know, at work or something else,
mm-hmm.
talk about the shows we loved, and then we just got the bug, you know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, let's do this one. Hey, let's do this one. Hey, let's do this one. And now it's like, fuck, now we have so many. I think when we started, all three of us, that's when we were like, let's divvy up some of the work part of it.
Right.
So that kind of evens it out.
Yeah.
But like when we're on a hiatus, I don't know about you guys, tell me how y'all feel, but when Big Brother goes off and we have no of our other shows that we're doing, it's nice to have a break, but after a while, I miss it.
Yeah, you were saying that the other day.
Yeah,
weren't you?
I missed it after about 3 or 4 days, I think.
3 or 4 days? That's good.
Nice.
Big Brother just finished, I think. And with us, like all the Big Brothers like clash, so we have like a 6-month block of Big Brother and then nothing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when it's actually on and we have to do it, we moan about it. Of course. So you can't wait.
Right.
That's so true. Yeah.
So when I first started listening to your Big Brother podcast, when you and Sister A used to do it, you guys used to have like a no swearing policy at the start.
I don't remember that.
Not Sister A. Not Sister A. Your other sister who does
Sister
walk-
J.
This is Jay. Sorry, I'm getting my alphabet confused because I'm drunk. I started listening right from the very, very start, and Sister Jay used to swear, and you used to tell her off on it. So I was just wondering.
Oh, when I do remember that.
Well, was it a certain swear word, or was it all swear words?
I think it was all. You were trying
I think
to.
It was all.
Okay.
Yeah, you were trying to keep it clean, and then I think that kind of went out the window.
It really went out the window because now I think I cuss more than she does.
And now it's just like, I think you got the attitude like if you can't beat them, fuck it, join them.
Yes.
Well, I honestly don't mind the cussing. I cuss a lot in my everyday life, which I know is bad. But the only word I don't like is GD.
Which
is what Sister J loves to say.
GD.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
God damn it.
A blasphemy.
No, I just don't like it.
Oh, we don't like. Oh, yeah, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Because, you know, you always say we say the C word too much on our podcast, or we say it a lot. But in the UK, that's like much more acceptable to say that word, isn't it?
It's almost compulsory.
And it's. And also, it's not sexist at all. But I have noticed on your Walking Dead podcast, you call Rick's girlfriend trick us home. I personally find that offensive. Honestly. Honestly, I find that offensive. But I know that you don't think that's offensive, just like we don't think the C word is offensive, so I give you leeway for it, like you give us leeway for that. Do you think that's stupid?
No,
that's hilarious.
That's funny. I don't think it's stupid at all. But I wonder why do you feel by Trico?
I think because you wouldn't necessarily call a bloke it, but you do call Rick a trick dick guy. The only words that I'm offended by is ones that women solely get called. You know what I mean? I do see
what you're saying, yes. I don't like calling... Now, look, I see nothing wrong with being a hoe. I really do. So let me just, for everybody who doesn't know that podcast, we started calling... Okay, so that term started with our True Blood podcast, because if anyone who watched True Blood knew, Sookie Stackhouse was the main character, and she was basically a hoe. She would sleep with one dude one day, and the next week she'd sleep with another one, which is fine, you could be a hoe if you want to. Now, where the trick hoe part came in was with The Walking Dead, because to me, a trick hoe is the bad thing. Because when you're a trick hoe, that means you would take your hoedom over your kids, over your spouse, over your loved ones. When you are, like, avoiding feeding your children so you can get your trick stuff on, then there's a problem.
So a trick-ass hoe is, like, an immoral kind of hoe.
Yes. But
the child of trick-ass hoe is about to kill someone.
What, in Walking Dead?
Yeah, who is that kid?
Oh, Ron.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't get into that. But
so
anyway.
For instance, there was this character named Andrea on The Walking Dead in the third season. So she had a group of friends. I mean, these people have been together. They survived together, whatever. So they got separated. She ends up meeting up with Michonne, this other character. And they end up going to this community. And she was so enamored with this man.
The governor.
And whenever her friend that she'd been with and surviving with for a year told her something's not right with this place, he's a little bit crazy, she turned to her friend and said, "I don't know what you're talking about. You just need to go. I don't understand even what the hell is wrong with you." I'm like, oh, no, she didn't. This is a friend she's had for a year, kept her as alive when she was about to get killed, and she's going to turn her back on her for a dick. To me, that's a trick. That's a trick hoe. There was another character, and the offense for me comes with the writers, because obviously they think that this is all what women do. There was another character who had a little girl, and the governor, same character, he finds them, they invite him into their home, whatever. She leaves the little girl with this dude that she doesn't even know alone. And I'm thinking, oh, what parent would do that? Because she liked him. She wanted to get with him. She was a trick hoe also.
Okay.
But you see where I'm coming from, and you guys see where
I do.
Yes, we see your point.
Because we do have people come to our podcast and say, oh, why do you say the C word? It's disgusting. But we don't care about that word. Do you know what I mean? We just throw it around quite liberally.
Tell them to fuck off.
Exactly. Like, it's a podcast. The whole point of a podcast is you can say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they don't have to listen if they don't want to. Yeah.
Censorship.
There's nothing in the podcast where someone swears and the other guy's like, whoa. Like, you just desecrated something.
Now, I have a question for you guys on the same topic. With the feedback part, how do you handle it when you get negative feedback from a listener? And then how would you handle it if you got negative feedback from a fellow podcaster?
I don't really know, because we haven't really had much negative feedback. We only have like a tiny bit here, and that's just like in places that don't really matter. I never had like a regular listener turn around and go, oh, you're crap now, or I've not been put on blast by another podcaster. So it's not really something. But I think if it did happen, I wouldn't really give two fucks, to be honest with you. I've been doing it like 3.5 years now. It's terrible. But once you start your own podcast, you look at other podcasts, you think, oh my God. And you know what I mean? Like, if someone put me on blast, it wouldn't really bother me, because it depends if their opinion matters to me or not. So
also, I think with podcasts, you have to be quite invested to sit down and take time to listen to it. True. Whereas you could easily read my blog and someone calls me a thick slut at the bottom of my blog or something, for example, as they do sometimes. And that it only takes them a minute to read my blog and come to that conclusion. But with a podcast, you actually have to put in the time to listen to it. And I just think people can't be bothered. If they don't like the sound of your voice in the first minute, they're not going to listen. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think in general, the podcasting community, especially the Big Brother podcasting community, is extremely friendly. Like, I know you had your issues with one podcast, but on the whole, I think we're very supportive of each other.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, the only policy I have is like not really to slag off other podcasts unless it's absolutely necessary. It's true though, you give people a certain amount of leeway, don't you?
That's true.
What podcast did you have beef with? I don't know about this.
Yeah, whatever happened to those fuckers?
We're not going to say their name or bring it up. I just wanted to know
I remember now.
Yeah, but they did say sorry, didn't they? So that's something at least.
Well.
Yeah, because like everyone piled on them and told them to shut up.
So if you guys were going to do a scripted show, what would you do? What's a show that you guys are like so in love with that you would want to talk about?
That is the whole problem that we've got, is because I just saying, like, Walking Dead, I mean, it's a good show, but it's crap. I'm not going to sit down every week and do a podcast. If you say I'm going to podcast a show, you've got to do every episode. You've got to look into it. Do this, do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that for Walking Dead. I can't think of any show on at the moment I could do that for.
I think our best route, which I've been trying to tell James to do, tell me what you guys think, is to do kind of a highlights of the week sort of a podcast where we just kind of skip through like different shows. And then if you were in America, it wouldn't really matter if you knew the show or not, because we'd only talk about it for 5 minutes. Yeah. And just do a sort of, you know, a Gogglebox type show where you just
talk
about, that show was a bit crap. Like, you could even talk about shows you don't really like and just do like a half an hour sort of highlights of the week. I think that would be quite fun.
That'd be great.
That would be cool.
Oh, I'd listen to that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
James, what do you think?
I just don't like things that are too much of a mishmash. I just like, it's like, oh, this is about this, or that. When I look for podcasts, I think, right, I want to listen to something about this, no matter who's really doing it, even sometimes. And I just like that fact that something's about something in particular.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all remember, did you ever listen to a show called TV Talk or something, where they did talk about a lot of different TV shows?
I don't think so.
And it was really good, because they would put in their description what they were talking about. And at the time, it was back when you could easily do like chapter markers in your feed, and then people could skip if they didn't want to listen to that particular show's commentary.
Love those chapter things.
Yeah, it's hard to do nowadays.
I know, but they're great.
They are great. But it was a really good show, and I liked it because sometimes I want to listen to what you think about Survivor and what you think about The Walking Dead and what you think about Game of Thrones and about The Good Wife, you know, whatever the show is. Mm-hmm. We don't just watch one TV show. I would like to listen to like a bunch of what you think about whatever. So I think it's a great idea, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just said, you know, this week, maybe you skip every other week, you could do a set of shows 1 week and then skip it, and the next week do another set of shows for the week.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think we just need to put more thought into it, really, don't we? I just need to twist James's arm, basically.
I think the trick is what I feel, this is just me talking, I want to hear y'all more than when Big Brother's on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And when Big Brother's not on, you're not there, and that's a long time that you're not there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's probably a blessed relief.
No, I'd love to hear you. So whatever you do, if it brings you back to the air more often, they do it.
Okay.
Because that's what your listeners want. They don't really care what you talk about. Well, they do. You know what I mean? They just want to hear your thoughts on whatever
that's true. You
talk about.
Oh, thank you. So I've got some.
She's like,
questions.
Thank you. Okay, next topic.
Check.
We're English. We don't take compliments well.
Well, I think you should do that so that you could then parlay into your next project. Ladies, am I correct or am I correct?
You're correct.
Correct.
So I was going to ask you, I think I already know the answer to this question, but have you guys ever met each other?
No.
No.
No. And do you have plans to meet, or do you all live way too far away?
No, we do have plans to meet.
Oh, cool.
And yeah. We do live far away from each other, but we have plans.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So do y'all want to tell them where y'all live and where we all live and then our plans?
I think they already know where we live.
But our listeners don't.
Oh. Well, I'm on the East Coast in Boston, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the Midwest.
That's not considered Midwest, though, is it?
It is.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's in the middle, but it's kind of north.
And where in the Midwest, Elmarie?
Do I have to say?
Of course!
I've heard you say before.
Michigan.
She's playing coy today.
We're not going to find you just by saying Michigan.
Shit, should I take mine back?
Yeah, Google Maps.
Anyway, so we're in South London anyway. But so if you did the Sister Speak like hangout or meet up or whatever, you know, for $50 a ticket, where's the best location, you think?
Would you meet in the middle?
I don't think there is like a middle place for us.
Well, there would be. Well, no, I think your Elmarie's location would be the middle between me and Sister A.
Yeah, but probably south more. We probably have to meet in like freaking Iowa,
Kentucky, or something.
Ohio, or Kentucky.
Come to Europe, over here.
Yeah,
hey, I like that plan. Awesome. I like that plan.
Do you have any British listeners or European listeners, or how does that break down for you?
We do. A couple of our most vocal ones. One is named Christine.
Welsh Christine.
Wales.
She's in Wales. And then another is Abina, and I think she's in London.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, oh gosh, what's his name? We had a funny one that wrote in to us, I think, for our Game of Thrones podcast, and he said he's a black cab driver.
All right.
And I said, well, what does being black have to do with being a cab driver? And he's like, no. And somebody wrote in, I think it was Abina, or someone wrote in and says, no, it's called, the company is called Black Cab. And I didn't know that. I was like, why are you telling us you're a black cab driver?
Crisis.
So have any of you guys ever been to London?
Yes.
No, I would love to. I would actually, I think if I visited London, I just wouldn't come back home.
No, you would.
No, it's great. I've been a couple times.
Have you? Oh, cool.
Yes.
I want to. I really do, but I'm trying to figure out how to get there without flying.
Yeah, I remember you saying that before, actually.
It's a long way without flying.
Uh-huh. Or if we could fly together so somebody could hold my hand while I hyperventilate on the plane for 7 hours.
James says they're doing a new Titanic. I don't know if that appeals to you.
I heard about that.
So we do plan to have a Sister Speak family reunion this summer.
Yes.
In Chicago.
Oh, cool. Me and James met on the internet.
You did?
Yeah.
Like on a specific site or a group?
No, we were on the Morrissey website.
Yeah.
And I used to read Lindsay's blog because it was about Big Brother, and no one on that website used to talk about Big Brother because they thought it was inane and stupid. So that's how.
Do you know who Morrissey is?
Yes. No.
It's a band, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So we were both fans of his, and we both met on that website talking
about. That's so cool.
That is cool.
And we'll have been together 8 years in April.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And we're spending our Valentine's Day with you guys.
Wow.
That's how romantic we are.
Well, you know, it's not about the one day. If you show love all year round.
That's right. No, every day is Valentine's Day.
Every day. All year round. So what else? What other questions have I got for you? Do you prefer normal Big Brother or Celebrity Big Brother? like Big Brother UK or Celebrity Big Brother?
Normal.
Normal, yeah, we do.
Normal.
Mm-hmm. Normal. Yeah, we don't even know any of the celebrities.
Yeah. Right.
Nor do we.
So it's kind of like a regular one anyway.
It does make me laugh when they say the biggest, like, what it, somebody said for Darren, he was like the biggest star of the time. I was like, who?
Darren Guy.
Didn't know him.
He did used to be famous originally.
Yeah, but that was like 20 years ago. Honestly, we don't even know who half these people are. But it doesn't actually matter if they're interesting characters, do you know what I mean?
But yeah, look at right. Last year, the two lowest paid and least famous people, mm-hmm. Austin Armacost and James Hill, were the final two. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that
true?
Yeah. Oh, see, that's a good point.
They were just entertaining. Just
start finding, like, the obscure celebrities.
Yeah, exactly. As long as they're a basket case, basically, that's the main thing, isn't it?
But what does pick in my craw a little bit is the what you can see the ones they paid the money to, i.e. Gemma Commons this year, for example. Mm. It's like they'll do anything to keep them in the game. It's like they'll jig any level of production to make that happen.
They fixed it for her a couple of times. They made her immune a couple of times when Gillian McKeith come in and
yes, they did.
That fucking wind-up box thing, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, come on now. They take us for idiots and still we fucking yeah.
I love your theory about Jonathan Chibin, whatever, about how your theory that he was only contracted for a week yeah. and he left right at the end.
Don't you agree?
After you said it, I do. I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense. Because he was just like, okay, I'm done, ready to go.
Yeah, they didn't put up a fight to make him stay, did they?
Yeah, normally no. Storyline completely differently, but he left on day 7. They had a little, he had a little boo-woo on day 6 just to, like, prep you for it. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, look.
That's so true. They had to prep us.
But the other thing that pissed me off was fucking Gemma Collins and Daniela keep going out those fire doors.
Yes.
Once you go out those fucking doors, you should be gone. Imagine them right. doing that on BBUS. It just would not happen.
No, yeah. It wouldn't.
It's terrible.
And they would not be allowed to come back.
Right. Absolutely not. Who knows what they found out in those camera runs?
Yeah.
I don't think it would have mattered. And I want to know what was wrong with Daniela. I mean, we know she had issues, but she had like some hidden anger, jealous something. I don't know what it was.
Did you see her son on Boss?
I didn't see that box, no. But we saw him hug her when she left after the interview.
Yeah.
He looked like he could care fucking less.
Yeah, he was really weird. He looked like a junkie himself. From the show.
Yes.
He did. He looked like a junkie.
What did he do on bots?
He went to his mum. He went, oh, give us a bell when you get out, like, because he hadn't spoken to her for 6 months or something, apparently. So I was like, okay.
Damn.
And Darren Day, oh, sorry, Sister A, cover your ears. But all this thing about his wife, like, oh, my wife, blah, 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 blah. And all Tiffany said to him was, oh, do you ever fantasize about anyone other than your wife? He's like, no, where are my kids' lives that I've never found? Come on, who doesn't fantasize about people? That is complete bullshit.
Yes, it is.
If I was his wife, I'd be worried. I'd be like, you're a fucking liar. That is lie.
But he is a liar. He cheated on her.
A couple of years ago.
He said he slept on the Z bed, but come on, be serious. We all know otherwise.
Yeah.
What's a Z bed?
Yeah, what's a Z bed?
Like a fold out bed.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But the way Tiffany was like sort of poking and prodding him, I quite liked, because she was like winding him up and mm-hmm. how touchy he was being about it. It's like he definitely had something to hide the way he was being like that.
But all she said was, do you fantasize about other women?
Yeah.
He turned that into, do I fantasize about cheating? That was his brain that made that happen. Like, it was all down to him.
And then when she said to him, oh, I'm horny or whatever, he was like, oh, sorry, I would help you out if I could or whatever. That's what it sounded like.
But he was such a floater, he'd sit there and listen to it and say not one peep.
And then
go to Danielle and Mona.
Yeah.
Arsehole.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. I was like, well, shit, if you didn't like it, why wouldn't you just say, hey, it's not appropriate? Well, the one thing I did like about Tiffany was the fact that she would like go to the person and say, hey, I would prefer if you could come to me if you have a problem with me.
Right.
Just tell me. Look me in the eye and tell me, hey, that's inappropriate. I don't feel comfortable with you doing that. And that's the thing that made him such a boring ass pussy.
He was. That's why he was.
And what do you think about all these celebrities smoking on the UK show?
Oh my gosh.
I've never seen so much smoking in my life, even in the 80s.
Isn't that all the celebrities smoke?
It's crazy.
Even the allegedly healthy ones all smoke.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about smoking on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't smoke, and I would probably die if I was in that house with all the smoke. My lungs would close up. But I was amazed by that too. But maybe they just do it for stress.
There's nothing else to do.
I'm taking out of boredom.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, true. And they give them quite a lot of booze in the UK house as well.
Yes.
They do.
When Tiffany lost a challenge, they gave her a whole bottle of Prosecco. She went to the toilet and masturbated, apparently.
Oh man,
that was too much.
You think that was real or fake?
I think it was real.
I think it was real. And then she was telling, who was she telling that she did it? Who was she telling that to, that she did it in the bed?
Oh, Steph, I think.
James said everyone.
I like the fact that she was just so out there, though. She just didn't really give a shit. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I like the fact that she was open about shit, and she was like, hey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was good. I'm disgusted with the UK for making her come forth. I think it's terrible.
Now, who the hell is voting? Because one thing I noticed is that all the people that are there are either cheering or booing, but the people who are getting booed are not the ones voted out. So yes. Obviously,
good point. Very good point.
They're not voting.
Look, there's only about how many people fits into that little compound? About 200 people or something. Half of them are probably like the production. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
They're all a bunch of idiots. Like, who the fuck would want to go and stand there of an evening? It's freezing cold.
It's just people that live in that neighbourhood. That's all it is. It's nothing more to it than that.
And it's not in London. It's just outside London. So it's not like, you know, they're just not a representative sample of people who are actually voting.
Okay.
But who is actually voting? God alone knows.
This is the eternal question that we ask ourselves, because you've got Helen Wood.
Gosh, the hoe.
Thank you. Don't get El Marie started on Helen Wood.
Thank you. So we don't know who's voting, but all we know is whoever we support will be the first boot.
That's so true.
It's always true. It's just as unfair as BBUSA.
Yes.
Run by a different set of apparatus.
Yes. The one thing I will say about the BBUSA that I like a little bit better, although they do manipulate a lot, is the fact that they don't have any outside contact.
Yes. Well,
supposedly they have no outside contact, but you know, they do in the diary room, but you know, they can't tell what the audience is feeling. They can't tell by the cheers of the crowd. Now, what I would love for them to do with Big Brother US to change it up is if they would let the public vote, but then not tell them or not let them hear the crowd cheering or how many got voted for this or that. That way it'd be truly fair.
Yeah.
Just ganging up on each other.
Yeah, you're right. Because if they hear someone getting badly booed, they could easily nominate them the next week. So they do sometimes do a secret eviction where you don't hear the crowd so much, don't they?
You get America's Player sometimes.
What, on BBUK?
No, USA.
Oh, right, yeah, that's good.
What, my favorite? No, but America will get, you know, the veto or some
sort. Yeah, that's true.
Not often, though.
I know.
We like BBUS better than BBUK.
I like all the ganging up.
Yeah, we like the backstabbing.
The strategy.
Yeah. We like the fact that the person we like the most always goes out in the first week.
do you think it'd be interesting if they were able to combine the two styles and still have a head of household and a veto and all of that? So the one thing I do miss about watching the international or the UK version is that there isn't a lot of strategy. They always talk about they're doing it for strategy, but what the fuck are they doing for strategy? Nothing. You're not really strategizing about anything because you can't talk about nominations. But then again, you can't have an alliance or anything. So it'd be cool if they could combine the outside public vote, along with the veto, the head of household, all the other kind of competitions where people can try to save themselves from the block.
You say this, but I think I could be wrong, but I think on the first season they ever did on Channel 5, they were allowed to talk about nominations. And I think because people were in such shock that they're allowed to, they actually didn't really do it that much.
It was the year that Luke A won.
Oh, is it that year?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So,
we couldn't handle it. We fucked it up.
Yeah,
basically.
It's not in our DNA to run like that.
To backstab, we can't do it.
We had an idea for a podcast that was like an All Stars, like US versus UK, but to merge the rules and to make it fair and to make how you'd work it out as to you can have a public vote and a veto and this,
but
that, and the other.
The trouble is, English people are too stupid to work out that strategy.
But that's why.
Jeez.
They are.
No, but when they did UK versus USA,
yeah,
it was like we thought, oh yeah, this is a good idea, but it was crap. But in reality, the Americans would be all standing at the end and there'd be no British people left.
The Americans would eat us alive. That's in their nature. To backstab, and because of you know,
what?
I mean, on Big Brother for USA, I don't know.
I heard that, James. I heard that. Well,
be too polite, we'd be standing there going, oh well, I don't know.
I agree with you though, because we are very competitive for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, whereas we're like, oh, we're happy for you to win. Well done.
Like, have you seen when we have an endurance competition in this country? Yeah. Do you remember that one with Gary Busey? Was it Under the Dome?
It wasn't Gary Busey, it was James Jordan.
And Audley Harrison.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was. It was
Audley.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Because they just stopped it after like 7 hours. They're like, okay, you both won. It's
like, that was a stupid competition because no one was going to get tired of that. You'd have to have them standing on one foot, dangling from a wire with rain getting on them and getting popped, you know, with a stick.
Our tasks are embarrassing compared to yours. Your tasks are like, production, like a film production. Ours are like, oh, here's like a, I don't know, a ball on a piece of string, see how many times you can catch it or something.
But we do the best shitster task.
Oh, we do the shitster task, but that's outside contact because it's like reading out tweets or who said this about someone and all that sort of thing.
But I love that when they're like, oh, let's show this diary room extract or let's show this nomination. I think it's hysterical.
But that wouldn't work on BBUS with their rules.
No, but I just like the fact that it's fucked up and it fucks up again.
I do like that too, but they could incorporate that too into the US, just not show anything like, oh, okay, kind of goes into this topic in that Big Brother Canada did that first season where they showed, what was her name?
Topaz.
They showed her thinking out loud of her strategy. Yeah.
That was mean.
And it busted her whole game up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was jacked up. But if they would have been able to do it in a way to where everyone had a little piece of their game busted open, it would have been fair.
Mm-hmm.
But not to just do it to the one person. Mm-hmm.
No, they do a lot of things like that on Canada that are a bit iffy.
Yeah.
Bad production values.
Yeah, sort of. I don't know. They're trying to mix it up, but they're not quite getting it right.
But it's almost similar to Big Brother Australia. That's another kind of car crash show. It's like all return people coming back, people like leaving. It's just
When it works, i.e. the series when Tim won, that was like the most perfect. That was Big Brother in its most perfect.
That was
course.
The best.
That's one season.
But that season was just amazing.
The best.
It was. The casting on that season was just perfect.
Yeah. It was perfect.
But then after that, it was a bit downhill.
Yeah, crap.
Tim is like one of the best Big Brother players of all time.
Yeah.
And Ben, what about Ben?
Yeah.
I didn't like Ben that much.
I didn't either.
Come on. But
I like Drew.
Oh, yeah. I like Drew too.
But which reminds me, I was going to ask you guys, who is your favorite Big Brother player of all time?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Dr. Will.
Oh, okay.
Agreed. Dr. Will or Janelle.
Okay, okay.
Oh, Kaser.
I like Janelle.
Oh, yes, Kaser.
Thank you.
Wait, no, he's not the best. Well,
he's
the favorite for the looks, but not for his game because he was terrible at the game twice.
Okay, so let's say strategy-wise and then just the one we like the most.
Okay, so strategy-wise, it's a tie for me between Dr. Will and Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For look, oh gosh, I guess Kaser.
I think Kaser or Drew from BBAE.
Okay.
Gotcha. Now, have you gone way back? When did you start watching US?
Oh, we've watched the whole lot.
You have?
Yeah.
So, like, Chicken George, way back.
Actually, my favorite, yeah. You know, my favorite for strategy is a toss-up between Dr. Will, because he manipulated those people in that second season that he was
on. Oh, yeah.
And then, what was her name? Was it Danielle?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The black lady.
Mm-hmm.
In season three or
three, I think.
Three.
Oh, and you know who the other one, June.
June. I was just going to mention June. Yes. Good.
June was one of the best.
Yeah.
Because they all were able to manipulate people, but they didn't let them. They did it with kindness and not ugliness. And so it made that helped them win because they were able to do it without people really knowing they were doing it until it was too late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except for Danielle. She didn't get... She got to the end, but they didn't give it to her.
Mm.
What about y'all?
I should have thought of an answer to this question, shouldn't I?
Wait, we didn't get Sister A's answer.
Oh, Sister A, yeah.
I did.
Well, who'd you say, Sister A?
Oh.
Well, I was
Chicken
say...
George?
I did like me some Chicken George. But I would say probably Strategy June.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Kaser, I guess, for looks.
I love Kaser. He's so nice. Mm-hmm. I like Janelle as well. I like Dan Giesling. I know he's a bit slimy, but he was a very entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of BB UK ones who were really, really good.
The best one?
Yeah.
The best BB UK. This, I don't really think of it as strategy or what have you, but the best American one is Dan Giesling for me. And the best British one is Brian Downing.
Ugh, they don't even know who Brian Downing is.
I don't care. He's the best one ever.
Brian Downing won it twice. He won it in his own year, and he won All Stars.
Wow.
Who was
and he
name?
Presented it, but they fired him.
And he presented it, yeah.
Okay. What was the name of the guy who jumped over the wall when Helen was there?
Oh, Brian Bellow.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of when he said Brian.
He was really good in his year. He was really good. Yeah. But Helen was disgusting to him. She's
disgusting.
She was. She's a rotten person.
Rotten. Mm, to
come
the core.
On now.
Rotten
Let's move
to
on.
The core. And so then, Lindsay, I think you did answer that question already.
James, who's your best looks on Big Brother?
Best looks on Big Brother?
I don't know. You like Stephanie this year, didn't you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't admit to that.
Oh, well, too late.
Why wouldn't you admit to that?
Why? He's gone coy.
Because I got castigated for her.
Yeah, but that was when I didn't like her, but I liked her after that.
Oh, there you go.
So I've got a question for you, ladies. Do you consider yourself to be feminists?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
In the definition that you're wanting equality for all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a deep ass question.
Yeah.
It's not really.
I would say yes.
Sister A? She's gone quiet.
She doesn't like to answer questions on the podcast.
I don't like to answer questions.
She always avoids the question. But we've started noticing it recently, and now we're calling her on it.
I know. Nice. Like, it really became obvious when we started the TPQs, the thought-provoking questions.
I'm a thinker. And I don't like to commit to answers. But yes, of course, I would say I'm a feminist.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Thank you. And yourself?
You. Of course, absolutely. Okay. I just hear people all the time, girls my age and older and younger, say, "Oh, I wouldn't admit that I'm a feminist." And I just think how sad that they wouldn't admit to it, because all a feminist is, as you said, Sister A, Sister K. Fuck off, Sister A, because you didn't want to admit to it. Also, I'm drunk. As you said, I know three of you apart. Don't you worry about it. Oh, it's being equal. That's all it is, having equal rights to
equality.
Men.
Why do they say they don't want to admit to it, though? I don't get that.
Because a lot of the time, especially in the UK, feminism is seen as man-hating, which it absolutely is not at all.
It seems like that here, too.
Yeah, and it's not. It's just about having exactly the same opportunities as men. Like, for example, in The X-Files, the recent X-Files, they were paying David Duchovny more than Gillian Anderson. Mm. I'm sorry, but you can't have X-Files without both of them.
Exactly.
That's true.
Right. Yep.
It's disgusting in this day and age, so...
But I thought that was the old X-Files that he earned.
No, even in the new one.
How can
he? That's ridiculous.
She's famous.
And then she's more famous than him. And then she found out and she got her paper. But even the fact that that still happens is
just appalling.
That happens in everyday, all of our jobs everywhere. Right now.
It does, sadly.
It does.
It's bullshit.
It is. We could do the same job at the mental get paid more, but we have to investigate that. Is it because we're not demanding the equal pay, or is it because we as women sometimes don't promote ourselves as much and we don't fight for ourselves as much as we do others?
I think it's because men just do what they can get away with, what they think they can get away with.
Yeah, I think men are more able to speak up for themselves, and just systems are set up to support men.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they are set up to support white men.
Hallelujah.
That's just the way that the world is set up. And that's why men don't understand the issues of being minorities, even though James is the minority here.
Speaking of minorities,
yes.
What is his thing about...
Oh, God.
About black people and swimming on Survivor? Is this a thing?
Oh, no.
I keep hearing it being mentioned. And is it a real thing?
But we saw that on a UK reality show as well, didn't we, recently? The black guy couldn't swim.
So it's an international problem.
It's a stereotype, isn't it?
It's a stereotype.
It's a stereotype, yes.
That black people can't swim.
Well, this black girl can't swim.
No. Now, Elle Marie is really a black girl who cannot swim.
She's a doggy paddler.
But, I mean, it's true. There are white people who can't swim, and there are black people who can't swim. But this is my complaint about Survivor and other shows. Those shows and the people casting for those shows purposely find black people who cannot swim to reinforce the stereotype. Now, it's either because they think and they believe that all black people cannot swim and that's who they should cast, or is it because they're wanting to really, truly reinforce the stereotype. I don't know, but it's annoying as hell.
It is,
because there are black people who can swim.
Of course.
But you never see them on these shows. They only pick the ones who can't.
But, yeah, I know what you mean. But maybe it's like... If you take out the swimming part of it, like, you can win Survivor by throwing a swimming competition, can't you? Like, there's enough opportunities to do that. Jeremy just won it, didn't he?
Yeah.
And people throw comps.
But he could swim.
I don't know, but people throw comps all the time. Surely you just got to learn how to... That's the whole point of Survivor, is to learn how to work around the constraints of the game. It's quite a complex game, isn't it?
It is complex.
It is. But... I mean, yes, you could throw a competition, but there's a difference between throwing it and actually almost drowning.
Right.
Because you're swimming. And you know there's always going to be swimming on Survivor because you're always on an island.
Exactly. And Amazing Race. You got to learn how to swim. You got to learn how to eat shit. All that bad stuff. You know, what? They make you swim.
Wait. You got to
be able to
shit?
Deal with it.
Like, is that a real challenge?
I don't mean shit.
Oh.
You didn't
mean
literally. In the McKeith section.
I mean, like, bugs and stuff like that.
No, but the whole point of that black people who can't swim thing is just a stereotype, and it's just making fun of people, isn't it, basically?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was never so angry as the one where they had two sisters
who
could not swim, and then they had a diving challenge, and they were both too scared to dive off of this or jump off this diving board and swim over to the side. Come on now.
Right, so I've got a final question for you guys.
And then I have one for you too as well.
You've only got one for us? What the fuck?
It's a big one.
It's a big one, okay. So I've noticed you have a lot of feedback on your show, and a lot of long-ass feedback, especially on your other shows.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line with feedback, and do you ever think you're going to have to, like, rein in your feedback? Because I listen to your shows, it's like 4 hours long, and then like 2 or 3 hours of it of feedback, and I think,
yes,
I think I would rather listen to you guys speak than listen to the feedback. Not me. But we don't actually have feedback on our show, so we're all about ourselves. So when I listen to you guys, I just want to listen to you guys. I don't really want to listen to the feedback.
Yeah, we've gotten that comment before, and that's, I think
that's my feedback on your feedback.
we have talked about, let's cut it off after a minute.
Yeah.
Or let's shorten it somehow, but that causes
me
to have extra work if I try to edit somebody's email, because I don't even read the emails until we actually record, because it's too much work.
Yeah.
But I think that we are going to have to come up with something to cut it back, because that 1 year that we had a 5 hour and then a 4 hour, almost two episodes later, I was like, I was so burnt out and tired of talking.
Mm.
It was ridiculous, but yeah. I love the feedback, though.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, it's so great that people give you that feedback.
Yeah.
At the same time, if people want to give that much feedback, they should really get their own fucking podcast. You know what I mean?
Sometimes, to be honest, I have to skip it.
It's the same. I don't always listen to all the feedback, which is a shame, because I would like to listen to it, but it's just too much.
It's too much.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
It's something that we have to think about. I think what we'll try to do this, especially Game of Thrones, that's our biggest one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have to say, you know, if it's over a minute, we're going to have to cut it, because there's just too much. And we don't want another 5 hour where we get burnt out and we don't want to record anymore.
Yeah.
You should make it like it has to be tweet length or something.
Yeah. 140 characters.
140 words, yep.
You know what would happen is we would have somebody email us 5 times to get all of their shit out.
Yeah. I like it when Sister J is just like, oh, fuck this.
She does. She's like, they have more? Fuck.
Yeah. She's just like, nah.
She has told people to get their own fucking podcast before.
Yeah. No, they should, though, because it's fun to do a podcast. So why not? If everyone's got so much to say, why not do their own podcast?
I know. It is fun.
We would listen to it. Do you know what I mean? So
I know. That's what I tell people, too. Yeah. But it's hard. I don't think they realize how hard it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ours isn't that hard, because we don't even edit ours. We just plug the microphone in, drink enough, and then just record for an hour.
I love that. I love that you start up and say, hello, here we are. We're talking about this.
Yeah.
The cats are coming in, they're coming out.
Yeah, I know. They've been quite quiet this time, actually.
So have y'all ever been to the U.S.?
Yeah, we have. I've been to, oh god, you're gonna laugh at me, I'm like a typical English person. I've been to Florida and Disneyland.
I was gonna say, did you go to Disney?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did, I loved it. I was only 17. My mum used to have money and I went to Disneyland, but James has got a proper story about going to the US, haven't you, James?
Right.
Yeah, I've been quite a few times. I was in New York for like 6 months.
Ooh.
Canada for a while. I've been to LA, and just that's about it, really.
You lived out there and worked out in New York, didn't you?
Sort of, yeah.
What?
Wow. When was this?
How long ago was that?
Years ago. It was like 2002, 2003, something like that.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Someone's letting fireworks off outside.
Do you prefer, well, the UK is your home, so I know you would prefer your home, but did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. It's really nice.
Would you move back?
Yeah, I would do, but I think it's one of those things. It's like when you're there, not as a tourist, but when you're there, you know, you're from another country, you have to be very careful about, you know, your, I don't know, like your, you need like a safety net around you. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Pickpockets.
If you get run over or something, then that's it. You just...
Oh, what? They just leave you in the gutter.
Where's your Amex?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Where did you go from?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You were like, how do you go from... living in New York to getting run over by a car.
Exactly. And then left in the gutter.
You used to sell posters in America, didn't you?
Oh, it's crap, yeah.
Sell posters?
Yeah, sell posters, yeah.
You used to
like on the corner?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't on the corner, it was on the phone. It was on the phone, which is equally as bad.
Where you used to stop people on the street. Oh,
that was the hair vouchers.
Hair and makeup vouchers.
What?
Imagine that, James coming up to you on the street in New York trying to sell you hair vouchers.
Do you still have some of those makeup vouchers? I'll take one.
Okay. I'll send one over.
But yeah, we do want to come back to America. We actually want to go to New York, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, James has been to New York, but I've not been.
All right.
And where else should we go in America? Where do you recommend that's nice?
Dallas.
There's like nothing here in Michigan.
Michigan?
No, there's like nothing here except
me. Nothing in Michigan. Okay.
Just I would definitely vote for Boston. It's only 4 hours from New York.
You guys are giving us very biased opinions, aren't you?
And it's a fabulous city.
Actually, I want to come to Boston. I want to come and visit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody come.
The architecture is gorgeous.
Yeah. Although not right now because it's like negative fucking five.
No, it will be summer. Because
yes, come in the summer.
No, like that.
It's not as hot as Dallas. You'll like it.
No. Yeah, that'd be perfect. We have to, if we came to the UK, could we bunk on your couch?
Yeah, I don't know if all three of you will fit on it, but
as long as you enjoy being uncomfortable, you'll be fine.
We'd love to meet you.
Yes.
We live in a very small house. If you saw the size of our house compared to the houses you have out there, you would laugh.
Yeah. Also, but our house, the train station across from the road from us, leads directly to Boreham Wood Station, so it we does. Can go see the eviction.
Yeah. Oh. Where the UK is filmed, our train goes directly there.
We could be the idiots in anoraks or whatever they are.
Have you guys ever gone to one of the shows?
No, never.
Would you ever do it?
I don't know.
I wouldn't go to like an eviction or be in that part. I don't want to be on bots either, though.
I think it'd be quite crap because you have to stand outside and it's always raining. And
you don't want to meet Ryland?
No.
I wouldn't mind meeting Rylan. I like
Ditto.
Rylan. Yeah.
I like Rylan. Yeah. I like Choppers.
I'm with Jane. Yeah.
Choppers.
Okay, so wait a minute. That's the question I have for y'all. How do people get... I see the same people when I do watch the same people on bots. Yeah. How do they get on there?
It's just like an email, basically, list that you sign up to, and you can just go along and you just queue up and they just let you in.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's free.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So that's why it's all the same people, because as Jane said, it's like basically people who live nearby just kind of go along and hang out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's quite far out of London, that place.
Yeah, it's a bit out of London, so it's just above where London is. So that's why we've never bothered to go there, because it's like an hour or more on the train from it? That's nothing to them, but in England, that's a long way.
It takes me an hour to get to work every day.
It's crazy.
Okay, so I have a question. Would either of you consider being a Big Brother housemate?
I definitely would not. I would not like to go on TV. James?
Okay. I definitely would do it. Like, given the opportunity, then I would do it. But I'm not auditioning. No.
Have you ever auditioned? Like, an application?
No, I've not. But I've thought about it.
Why don't you do it? Yeah.
Because I've seen the form. I've got the form and everything. They just finished for this year, so I won't be able to do it this year. I think I just think I'd be that, like, showbiz, like that old housemate, and I don't really want that. So.
Showbiz!
Yeah, because the trouble is with Big Brother, once you're past, like, 30, you're the old one, aren't you, on it?
That's true.
Yeah.
James is well past 30, so.
Oh, man.
Bam, put his shit out on Front Street.
But at the same time, given the chance, yeah, definitely, I'd jump on it.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it in a million years. I'd rather die.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Why? The fear of being on television?
Yeah, just the thought of everyone commenting on your every move you make.
Yeah.
Every
day. Yeah, people are mean.
Yeah, I couldn't hack it. I would just come out and I'd just be like, rah. I just can't hack it.
I'd probably be saying fuck off to everybody.
Yeah, and I do that anyway, so I don't need to go on telly to do that.
Yeah.
I'd love to get on that game and play like a dastardly game and just float through to the end, somehow just get as deep as I can and just enjoy it.
You'd be out first, second week.
No way.
Oh, no. We'd vote for James.
I would actually spend a dollar.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
And you know I'm cheap. I ain't trying to.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if people are actually spending money to vote. Do they have any free voting?
No. Well, on the app, sometimes for a task, if it's who is the most odious or who is the most agreeable housemate, you can vote that way for free. But the rest of the time, no, you just pay.
You have unless, to pay 50p.
Unless they have to suspend the what do you call it?
Voting.
Yeah, the voting. Mm-hmm. If some jiggery pokery takes place and they're to refund your money. That never ever happens.
No, so you do have to pay, but we're quite used to paying for things. Like, you have to pay to vote for X Factor on here and things like that.
Okay.
So it's pretty annoying, but I always vote and the person I want to win never wins.
It's such a monster.
Damn.
The only person who's ever won that I wanted to win was Ryland's year, and I put a bet on him, so I won money as well. So that was
nice.
I won like 200 quid on that, so that was
that's
good.
Awesome.
Oh, that's really good.
But would you guys ever go on BBUS?
Absolutely.
No.
Oh, would you?
You would, Elmarie?
I would, only because I try to change like the outlook of minorities on my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And black women.
Have you applied?
What'd you say?
Have you applied before?
No, I've never applied.
I thought she said, are you black?
I was like, what?
I'm not that drunk.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Elmarie. I was like, that's what I thought too.
What?
Like, has she not listened to the podcast?
I've seen a picture of her.
No, that's Lindsay right. She knows because she sees me on Instagram. So.
Yeah, okay.
I post a lot of pictures of myself on Instagram. But what was I saying? Oh, no, I've never applied before. I've pulled the application probably almost every season for the past few years. And it's always like a freaking book. It's like 50 plus pages. And they ask everything. Like, there's literally a question, who's your third grade teacher? Like, they go deep.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
So, it's discouraging every time, especially knowing they're probably not going to read it anyway. They just cast models.
Yeah.
And I am not the model type. So, yeah.
And then
one day.
Then they'll probably put your third grade teacher in there with you.
Exactly.
Do you even remember who your third grade teacher is? I don't.
I do. Well,
you better remember because you're going to be having the showmance with him eventually. So. That's the twist.
So I have a question for Lindsay and James.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure. When the Big Brother Bile wedding takes place, would the sisters be invited?
Ooh.
Answer carefully.
This is like the sort of question my mum asked me. James?
Well.
Well.
We do have a no guest policy at our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to say that we can't have a blessing at the International Podcast Awards. All our esteemed alumni. So
we do plan to get married abroad.
Really?
Yes. Well,
okay.
Somewhere in America, probably, like, or South America.
Maybe Mexico, or maybe Hawaii.
All right.
James hasn't actually proposed yet, so it's all hypothetical.
Okay.
Wait, do you want to get married, or are you okay with just, you know, where you are?
Right. Just being partners.
Some people don't want to be married.
Yeah.
James?
Is that a question to me?
I think so.
Well, it's for both of you. No, it's for both. Lindsay also.
Yeah, I'd like to get married, yeah.
You can't see us now because we're going red. I'm just waiting.
So that's a yes.
If I had to marry someone, it would be James. Let's put it that way.
Oh, that's
nice. Well, that's not. Go. She's like, if I had to.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I have a friend who has been with her boyfriend for 20 years, and they have no desire to get married. They live together.
Yeah,
and
you don't have to get married.
I mean, it's just a piece of paper, really.
Mm-hmm. There's to the nothing person. Wrong with being Oprah and Stedman.
There's nothing wrong with being
Who? Oprah and Stedman.
Oprah and Stedman.
Right, okay. I think we're quite open-minded.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been together a long time. You live together, obviously, so, you know.
We know what we're...
Whatever you're comfortable with.
We know what we're getting, basically.
I'm just giving you shit. I just want to come to London.
But we would still be invited, right, if we did?
If you want to come to London, come to London. We'll be more than happy to see you.
All right.
Very happy.
That'd be fun. A sister speak trip across.
Sister speak takes over the world.
That would actually be really fun. I would love to go over there and just talk to people and podcast with different people and interview people and chat and eat. I want to eat.
I think eating would be like my number one goal.
Yeah.
There's nothing good to eat over here though.
No.
Apart from that,
you have a good curry.
There's fish and chips. That's good.
That sounds good.
It does. So what's your... Do either of you cook?
James?
I don't really know.
No, we don't really.
No?
No, we're quite uncivilized.
So what is your favorite dish?
Mine
is... Your favorite meal?
Mine is like sausage and chips.
Okay.
What's yours?
Peanut butter. PB&J peanut butter.
He loves peanut butter.
What brand of peanut butter?
Right, well, I'm glad you asked. Because in this country, it's very hard to find good peanut butter, but they do a Sainsbury's economy.
I don't know what that
peanut
is.
Peanut butter. It's like 60p or something. It's nothing. It's the best one you can get. But we have Sun Pat and big brands, but they're just not as good, to be honest with you. But when you go to America, that's where the real decent peanut butter is.
So when you were here, what kind did you eat any here?
I can't remember the names. I know I had Skippy, but that wasn't the best one. I had better ones than that. So.
No. What about Jif? It's had red, blue, and green stripes.
If it ain't Jif, it ain't red. Yeah.
Thank you. Jif's my kind.
Yeah.
If you have a sausage sandwich, do you have it with red sauce, brown sauce, or no sauce at all?
Personally, I have it with brown sauce. Lynn's don't have no sauce at all. So
interesting.
Okay.
What kind of sausage? Is it like sausage links or like crumbled up sausage?
No, it's like actual sausages or cut in half or...
Yeah, okay. Are they spicy?
It's not like, you know, that but they do those like, sausage waffles.
Huh?
Sausage
waffles? Like just not, I don't know what you call it, not grits, but, you know, just that stuff.
When you eat the sausage, is it spicy or regular?
Just regular.
Regular, okay.
We're not very culinary people, are we?
No, I mean, hey, you eat what? I mean, I don't like the fancy places because to me the food's gross.
I like KFC. I know you guys like KFC, apart from Sister A.
That's why we like people to Canada because it's all about KFC.
It is.
Say it with chicken.
I admire Sister A's vegetarian stance.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do my best.
Because I know her little taste buds are screaming for some meat.
Y'all like to think that.
Anti-murder. I appreciate that.
Okay, so I have one last question.
Okay.
Which one of you thought of your podcast name?
That was a good question.
It's hard to say because we work on everything like together. So.
Teamwork.
No, nice. I produced a list of names, I think, and you picked it, right? I think I did I think I can prove this. I think there's an email where I...
Just taking credit.
Names.
Well, the thing is, for whatever we did first, we were Chamber on the side, then a bit on the snide, but people just called us Big Brother Bile, so that's
what
stuck.
Yeah, that's the overhanging thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But the reason why we started podcasting was because we listened to...
Scott Hudson.
Yeah, do you know Big Brother Gossip?
Yeah.
It's Scott Hudson who does that, and he had interviewed some BB UK people, and I listened to the interviews he did, and I thought, wow, that's amazing that an American person watches BB UK. Like, I couldn't believe it. It literally, like, blew my mind. I was like... oh my God, why on earth would they be interested in a BB UK show? And then I started thinking, oh my God, we watch BB US. Maybe American people would be interested in our opinion on that. And then I listened to Couch Potatoes, and then shortly after I found you guys. Cool. And I was like, oh my God, this is like an actual community of people who watch Big Brother internationally and talk about it. And I just thought that was so cool, because normally I'm sure you find the same thing. When you tell people you watch Big Brother, they go, what the fuck? They go, what the hell is wrong with you? Or what is that? Or do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But to find people that were actually passionate about it in the same way that we were, that was such a revelation to me that we could actually talk about it and make it into something interesting. And that was inspiring to listen to Scott Hudson and Couch Potatoes and you guys, and it was like, wow, this is like something that we could do as well, and it was just really interesting.
But I think that the most interesting part of it is to hear people from different countries, like people from America talking about the British one or the Canadian one from
definitely
country, or that's the whole beauty of it, is that although for licensing reasons you can't watch it, we all do.
Yes.
We all got an opinion on it. It's like when we do our own Big Brother, we feel a bit embarrassed. It's like cringe. It's so crap. And it's just like I can't say it, but it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
That's how we feel about ours.
Exactly what I was going to say.
But we watch yours, and we love yours. And then someone fed back to us the other day on Twitter and said, thank you for helping me learn British slang. And I thought, oh my God, that's so cool. Like, we're like teaching these words that they don't even know, and then you guys teach us words that we don't know, and you talk about things we don't know, and you learn about another culture through
exactly.
it. Even though it's like the most base way of learning about something, it's entertaining and it's fun. And we've become friends with you guys through it, and that's what I really appreciate. It's wicked.
That's the best part.
I remember when I first contacted you, Sister K, and you just sent me like a really long message back, and I thought she didn't have to do that. I just thought that was so nice. I wasn't expecting it at all, and I just think that's what's good about the BB podcasting community. Like, we do all support each other, and I hope that continues. It's really cool. Oh, now I'm definitely drunk.
This is what all brought us.
She's like, I'm nice. I'm definitely drunk right now.
What's happened to me?
How do you watch BB US? Do you watch it via YouTube?
No, we download it from Pirate Bay.
Yeah, we get it on Pirate Bay on a
top. Okay.
So we download it and watch it on the TV.
Because
I find when you watch it on YouTube, they'll show you like a still of it and it spoils it. Sometimes it's the combination check. So we always try and like make it so we're not spoiled. Although this year we might watch the live feeds as well, because we found a way of doing that. But I don't know.
It spoilerizes the show.
Yeah, in a way, it's more fun to just watch the competitions and not know what's going to happen. So it's a bit tricky.
That's true. And just read the updates.
Yeah.
You were saying about the live feeds and how it's like a different show. And like, I didn't want to see that show, but I feel like it's going to ruin the main show for me as well. So I don't know.
It can.
It can do that.
Yeah.
It really can.
We'll see.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much for agreeing to come. I know it's late where you are, and agreeing to give up your Valentine's Day evening with each other to talk with us.
I know.
Yeah, James plans to take me out to dinner and everything. No, he didn't really.
Oh, James, we got you off the hook, didn't we? Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I'm not even drinking, but I can be sappy too.
This is great.
I just love you guys. I love listening to your podcast. I love the humor you have and how you interact with each other and how you don't give a fuck about the stupid people we're talking about. And I just love Big Brother Bio. And I do hope that y'all come back with something else before Big Brother comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely have a think about it. We're going to be doing Big Brother Calendar as well. So even if you don't watch the show, you can always listen to us.
Yeah.
So true.
And same to yourselves. We really enjoyed listening to like your show as well. Yeah, even your Walking Dead one as well. So.
Thank you. Even our long-ass Walking Dead one.
Yeah, this is great. So good to talk to you guys live.
Yes, so fun.
And interact with you for change, you know?
Maybe we can do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about how crap the Canada version is or something.
Crap.
Hi, it's Big Brother Bile. I'm James. You can follow me at Big Brother Bile. This is Lindsay.
You can follow me at LightUpVM.
And here we are.
Thank you so much, James and Lindsay, for being on the podcast. We so enjoyed having you. Love it. And before we say goodbye, we just want to remind everyone to go nominate for the Sissa Speak Choice Awards.
First annual.
Oh, yeah.
We have some awesome, funny, and real categories like your favorite trick hoe. Or no, who's the trickiest trick hoe in the television?
Yes. Or the has the worst taco meat?
And what is the worst wig you've ever seen on TV?
Ooh, there's a lot to pick from.
Yes, it is.
We also have a couple of podcast-related ones, like what's your favorite rant from us? Your favorite off-topic conversation?
Best hashtag.
Yes. And also your favorite Big Brother podcast other than Sissa Speak.
Yes.
That's right. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Mm-hmm.
So get those votes in. You can go to sissaspeakpodcast.com/awards to submit your nominations, and feel free to submit as many as you want. We want to have a very well diverse selection to choose from when we start our voting, which we will be notifying everyone of in about a week.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Woohoo! So if you would like to reach us before the next podcast or follow us onto our after show, you can do so at sissaspeak@gmail.com. You can also leave a comment on our website, which is again sissaspeakpodcast.com. Leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/sissaspeakpodcast. Or call 972-755-1215. You can also reach us on Twitter. I'm @_SisterK.
I am @LiteraryMarie.
And I am @AKSIDS.
Until next time, bye.
Ciao.
Peace out.
What the fuck is up with Emma's hair now?
What a nasty old crone. Oh, imagine if she slipped up on those stairs. What a shame.